This is A Girl Scout and a Cyborg by Anna Lyons. Ruby came first. Then Beau came 3 years later and stole my mom's heart. Though opposites, one could not live without the other. Beau will stick his tongue in your mouth if you dare get too close, while Ruby stands in the distance cheering him on. If Beau were a human, he would be the wild child, whereas Ruby would probably be the Girl Scout. Beau will chase a tennis ball until his mouth bleeds and sprint after wild bunnies and squirrels. When the Amazon man comes to drop a package off, Beau forgets that he is a mere 18 pounds and is suddenly defending his family from an alien invasion on the other side of the door. Ruby begins to shake at the intro of Stranger Things. Though Beau is the fan favorite, Ruby has a special place in my heart. When I was 8, I found Ruby online from a breeder and begged my parents to get her. They eventually gave in and surprised me. I will never forget them sitting on the kitchen floor holding her when I came in the house from a taxing day of second grade and proceeding to faint at the sight of her little 4-pound body. There is video evidence of this somewhere on an ancient video camera in my basement. Ruby is soft, wrinkly, and has a little squished-in pink nose. She is light mahogany and white, which is a rare color combination for a Boston Terrier, so she always gets strange looks out in public. Beau was my mom's 50th birthday gift, and she does not hide it well that he is her favorite. Beau is the typical Boston Terrier color, black and white. He has more coarse fur than Ruby, and also sports a little smushed-in nose. Once Beau went missing, and my mom had a full-blown freakout, worrying that she left him outside and he would be gone forever. The search party would have been understandable, but it turned out she left him on the porch when she came inside, and he was locked out there the whole time. That was probably the worst 15 minutes of my mom's life. When Ruby and Beau are chasing the ball, Beau could go for hours, sprinting as far as you will throw the ball and back. Ruby prances there and back 2 times at most, then basks in the sun. Beau is the more athletic one out of the two, to say the least, possibly because he has a partially bionic leg, which might make him some sort of cyborg. Beau's partially fake leg is a result of him taking a tumble off of the couch 2 weeks after we got him and breaking his leg, which led to him having to get a metal implant. It adds character. Ruby and Beau do everything together. Everything. They eat, sleep, play, go to the bathroom, cuddle, bark at the mailman, go on walks, chase the ball, and get baths together. Ruby would be a nervous wreck without Beau, and Beau would be a lofty, spoiled, only child without Ruby. Their personalities are quite opposite, but they bring out the best in each other. When Beau needs to be humbled, Ruby will beat him to the ball just once to put him in his place, then get back to her relaxing. Beau is there when Ruby needs the confidence to stay in the room when Stranger Things comes on. Beau leads all that they do together with confidence, and Ruby follows as his sidekick. They work as a team. They could not have more differences, but would not be the same without each other. My friend is now going to be asking me questions about the story.
In the story, you make it seem like Ruby is your favorite dog. Is this true?
Ruby is my favorite dog because she is technically my dog, so she has to be my favorite, and Beau is just a little too crazy for me, but I would still save both of them if I could only save one.
Are you the only one in your family whose favorite dog is Ruby?
Everyone loves Ruby, but since Beau is more rambunctious, it appears that he is the favorite.
Have Ruby and Beau always gotten along?
They have always gotten along because we had another dog before Beau, so Ruby has always been used to living with another dog.